On April 18th, readers of the Sunday Oregonian newspaper were treated to a screaming full-page ad about a covert plot to brainwash their school-aged kids into thinking green. It seemed to me that this was at least better than forcing the kids to think red. But the ad's sponsors say that red is the true color of the greens. Kind of like a watermelon, I suppose. Green on the outside, red on the inside. The organization, which calls itself Operation Greenout, is based in White City, Oregon. Founder Holly Swanson told me that nameless conspirators are, as we speak, hijacking public education. She says these people want to use the schools to manufacture future political support for the International Green Party movement. The ad raises the question, why are political extremists targeting our kids? Here was the self-supplied answer. It's a political tactic perfected by dictators like Lenin and Hitler, who brainwashed kids as a means to take over a nation. Green extremists, the ad said, know that if they brainwash America's children, they control America's future. Phew! Just think of it. A vast international conspiracy discovered by a small organization right there in tiny White City, Oregon. The thing that really has Operation Greenout steamed is a collective – oops, is that a bad word? – a collective effort by several nonprofit organizations, businesses like Nike, and educational organizations to introduce education for sustainability into classrooms at colleges and public schools. I asked Ms. Swanson what was subversive about teaching kids about sound ecological practices. In a calm voice, she told me that it's a smokescreen for a revolution that mirrors communism. Ms. Swanson said the conspiracy is pervasive, but she could not identify a single school district in the state that warranted her wrath. So I asked her about specific examples of brainwashing. She directed me to a website hosted by the Oregon State University Extension Service, which carried a story about the eco-concerns of a class of sixth graders in Corvallis, Oregon. In the article, 11-year-old Wyatt Morm, aged 11, was concerned that by the time he becomes an adult, many animal species clinging to the edge of extinction will be gone. Holly Swanson seems to think this young man has been brainwashed. But the World Conservation Union says species are vanishing faster than even during the extinction episode 70 million years ago when the dinosaurs disappeared. But did you notice the word world in World Conservation Union? And for that matter, isn't the word union a collectivist term? This seems sure to raise an eyebrow among the folks at Operation Greenout. What's really going on here? Plenty. And I'll talk about it further on Wednesday afternoon and Thursday morning when I return. This is Les Aucoin.